is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy on this chug, hashtag tequila Thursday. We got Giants, we got Cowboys, and a timeless rivalry going down in Jersey. So we're going to get some bets immediately on that. And how about doing it on the Honk Honk Plus Bus? Well, it is indeed on Thursday Night Football. Maybe you're looking at the college football slate upcoming. Or knowing you, Lundy, you got some action in Major League Baseball. Or maybe, just maybe, and it's plus like 10 million odds, you go with something in the WNBA playoffs. But what do you got for me? The requirement, as always, plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo.
How about we just go straight up plus 100?
Hey, that works.
It's not fancy. It's nothing crazy like that. At Lincoln Financial Field in Philly, Temple will be hosting Army, the Black Knights.
Yes.
It's the only college football game on the slate for this evening, and frankly, I kind of like it. So this is pretty easy. The spread and the total are at 12 and at 46 and a half. So I'm popping both of those down. I'm taking Army down. I'm cutting it in half. They just got to win by six or more. And then I'm taking the total down to 42. Frankly, I like the over as it sits at 46 and a half. Temple has already taken on an option team in Navy this season. They let Navy score 38 points. So I don't think that Temple, especially on a short week, has necessarily figured out how to handle the triple option and all those kinds of things. So I think Army can score easily 30, 31 by themselves. But at the same time, I don't think they're going to keep Temple off the board. So let's take this SGP. I built it over at DraftKings. Straight up plus 100. Army minus 5.5. And give me the game total at least 43 or more.
Oh, sir, I salute you with a triple option there with the Army Golden Knights. I like their Black Knights. They're not the Golden Knights. They're a knight. They're Black Knights,
that's
right?
Hockey. That's Golden Knights are hockey. Brad.
Oh, Jesus.
Black Knights are the fine men and women of the
army. Yeah, and I need to go night-night, apparently. Hopefully that's not going to be a harbinger of things to come for this wager. Give me Malik Nabers in the race to 40 receiving yards at a plus 225 juice. Yeah, I'm going to roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. I think it's going to be a two-horse race. It's going to be between him and CeeDee Lamb. There's a lot of injuries in that secondary. Dory Jackson is out, for example, for the New York Giants. That's why CeeDee Lamb is a runaway, a front runner expected in this race to 40 yards category, like plus 120, plus 110 thereabouts at BetMGM. But the real value on the board is with like a good neighbors, Malik will be there. And hopefully, indeed, that is going to be the case for yours truly. Look at what Neighbors has done this season. He's greatly exceeded my expectations. Again, I wasn't questioning the skill set. It was never an indictment on him as a pure player. It was an indictment on his quarterback and Daniel Jones. But they have established a nice rhythm, a nice flow, because all he does is get separation. A guy that's also Numerno in deep ball targets this season with 8 on the young year. Numerno in total air yards. He's averaging 2.42 yards per route run. That's the 15th highest among qualifying wide receivers. He's got to get a lot of Kalen Carson in this secondary. He's been targeted 15 times, has allowed 10 receptions for 143 yards and a tutty. That's 14.3 yards per catch, along with a 119.6 passer rating. So Malik Nabers, I think, will be a chunk gainer early in this game. I think the Giants are going to come out and send a message. They're going to rip it a couple of times deep, and they hopefully connect on those explosive pass plays, and we cash in. Race to 40 yards at plus 225 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, hey, there's a familiar name. Numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go Malik Nabers, and let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. I think he goes over 23.5 yards on the longest catch at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. He has done this already in every single game here in the regular season. A guy who, again, I'll give you the dirty numbers. Number one in deep ball targets with 8 among all NFL wide receivers. Number one in air yards. Top 15 in yards per route run. He's number 3 as well in total yak. Yeah, sure, he's only averaging 11.8 yards per reception, but he's already done this a handful of times. And again, you look at Kalen Carson, that 119.6 passer rating and a 14.3 yards per reception allowed. The G-men, a team that can, you know, they're going to take their shots down the field. There's no question about it. Dallas defensively right now, middle of the pack, number 14 in pass EPAD. But I think for the 6th time this season, Nathaniel, Malik Nabers grabs at least a 24-yard reception. He does that. It's minus 115 there at BetMGM. Numero cinco, mi amigos, on the countdown. Lundy, better follow.
I like how you say he's done it in every game this season as though we're in like week 16.
It's about 1,000, baby.
You're one of those guys like in baseball that's like, oh, he's on pace to hit 272 home runs after a game, right?
Guilty.
Yeah, that's exactly what you wind up doing. He is a deep threat. I think they will try to take some deep shots here. They're going to try to make Dallas pay. Look, Dallas is reeling right now. Back-to-back yep. losses after the week one win. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, as we go through. We build up some SGPs, things like that. But Nabers is the guy that can get down the field for him. So let's take a shot with it. Let's take the over on the 23.5 on the longest catch. Good call.
Malik Nabers, make me some money, baby. I want a 5 for 5 night. And you're on pace to do this in every damn game this season. Ignore Lundy.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro, the feed 5 countdown on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Brad is in the middle. Where's he at? In the middle. Brad is in the middle. We are indeed going to live in the middle using the SGP software to our advantage to get some plus money on the board. I think the Cowboys are going to win this sucker straight up. So I'm going to take him there. Lake Numero on the money line. And I'm going to take the highest spread available right now at BetMGM, and as the G-men, plus 15.5. So all they got to do is keep this sucker within 15 points. If they can collect the L, that's fine. Don't get the dub. Please don't. And that's very much on the table. But again, there's a lot of injuries in the back end defensively for this Giants team. Dak Prescott could wreak havoc as a result. And the back door is always wide open when the spread is this large. So the Giants just lose by 15 or fewer points. Dallas get that victory, plus 105. Little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Look at New York in terms of EPA data, number 22 in EPA per play offense. Dallas not much better, only 2 spots higher, number 20 this season. Defensively, Dallas has been a joke, an absolute punchline, knee-slappingly horrendous at number 28 EPA per play defense this season. They've been eviscerated on the ground. They are dead last in rush EPA defense. It's great news for Devin Singletary. We're going to feature him a little bit later on in the podcast. Meanwhile, the Giants, some far more respectable, number 15 EPA per play defense. I look at the Giants. They got waxed in week one by Minnesota, lost the game 28-6. Well, hopefully we'll not have a replication of that tonight. But they lost against Washington in the follow-up 21-18. So more competitive, of course, got the dub last week against Cleveland. So Dallas just win this stupid game. I think it will be somewhat close, and the Giants stay within, you know, barely striking distance, 15 or fewer points, and we're cashing in at plus 105 at BetMGM on this SGP. Good sir. Fade or follow.
I know you're trying to get it as high up on the spread as you can. I think you could actually bring this down to like 13.5 if I'm being
honestly, I think you could bring it down like 10.5.
But at the same time, I understand what you're trying to do, which is get yourself into positive territory, and you can do that by yourself a stretch just in case you get something funky with a field goal.
Lundy's back.
There we go. Brad, let me ask you this, though. Would you be surprised if Dallas loses again?
No, I wouldn't. Honestly, there is no damn reason that they should lose this game on paper. Again, because you have the walking wounded of the New York Giants, and the Giants are so subpar really across the board. Dallas should go in and win this game, which means we're going to lose by 30.
Right. And that's what's crazy. That is actually why you're going to see, because I've got a couple of options for SGPs that I'm going to share with you in bonus time. You're going to see that I am not freaking touching the spread or the money line in this game. I'm not doing it. I do not trust Dallas. If they were at home, I still wouldn't do it. Because look what happened last week.
Yeah, entirely valid. Lundy is going to stay far, far away from this wager. But to avoid any kind of pushing, we're building in a proper cushion. And get it plus money, fools!
Number three.
All right, new merch race here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work in Danny Dimes. And we're not talking about making plays with the arm. We're talking about making plays with those pins, those legs. Give me the over! And this line has moved. Open at 29.5. That's when I grabbed it. It's now up at tape time to 31.5 rush yards. And I pulled this from BetMGM at a minus 115 juice. And I ain't scared about the two additional yards at all. This could be like a 40-yard game for him. He has gone over this, as a matter of fact, the two of the last three matchups against Little D. And as I mentioned before, Dallas dead last in rush EPA defense on the season. Deshaun Watson ran for 39 yards against him earlier this year. Lamar Jackson last week went for 87. Now, Daniel Jones probably shares more in common on the ground in terms of the overall skill set and burst ability, I just made up that word, with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. But I think he's going to, you know, probably call his number 7, 8, maybe 9 times, averaging 6.3 attempts per game this season. He has gone over this prop one time in 3 games. He had 32, so right on the nose there, against Washington a couple of weeks ago. But again, the history against the Cowboys, outstanding for him in terms of ground production. And here's the other factor in this, which I really think is going to play a major role in this sucker potentially cashing. Dallas is numero uno in pressure rate in the NFL. They're applying heat in the pocket over 41% of opponent dropbacks. So Daniel Jones going to see guys hard charging at him. He's going to be like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, tuck, run, hopefully get some chunk gains and get over this prop. I wouldn't be remotely shocked, Lundy, if this thing hit in the first half, to be honest with you. Everything goes to plan. So to recap, Danny Dimes, make me some dollars. Work of those legs on the over 31.5 rush yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Well, you already gave all the logic behind it. You're going to see that this, I think, is a valuable play in just about any SGP that you want to build for this evening. So I've already done that in a couple of cases. So I'm going to save the logic, the argument, et cetera, because I am in full agreement on this one. I actually think this is a great bet. And it's going to show up again later.
Ooh, that's what we call a tease. Hey, want another little tease? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. We got all kinds of pigskin content free of charge. You don't pay a single cent to read it. Ben Winstein and Nate Jacobson, they rolled out the Fade 5 College edition of the podcast yesterday, breaking out all the action of the junior gridiron ahead of week 5. They got a number of game breakdowns in the written word already posted on thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's free spreadsheet picks live there. My free spreadsheet picks also live there. Just click free picks at the top of the page on that main menu to access it. I got all my Fantasy Flames content by position live on the site. My top props is dropping tomorrow. Full breakdown of Thursday night football picks as well. And again, it's all free, you jackals. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I told you I was going to be picking on this Little D, especially in terms of their lack of production, wrapping people up on the ground. So let's go ahead and lean into another SGP and go with a running back of the New York Giants. And he may be a giant, and that is Devin Singletary, 50 or more rush yards, leg numero uno. And I say he crosses a chalk for 6, baby. Give me him for any time touchdown. That simple two-legger at BetMGM. Ooh, a sexy plus 155. And you know I got seduced by that juice when I built this bad boy. But you look at Devin Singletary, man, he's been an advanced analytics darling so far this season. He is number six among all qualifying running backs, Lenny, in yards after contact per attempt, according to Pro Football Focus at 3.93. He is numero dos in total missed tackles for us. He has shimmied and shaked opponents out of their shoes 17 times already this season. I've seen 78% of the opportunity share. I know Tracy is getting a little bit more run in this offense, but I think at a minimum, he's going to get probably 65% of the carries in this game. He has scored a touchdown at back-to-back contests. He's got 5 red zone touches in total through 3 weeks. And you look at Dallas, again, I mentioned they're dead last in rush EPA defense. Fantasy running backs are performing 81.9%. Let me repeat that, 81.9% above the league average against them as they're giving up 5.44 yards per carry just to running backs and 7 total touchdowns already this season. So to recap, Devin Singletary, 50 or more rush yards, Devin Singletary for any time touchdown on that SGP plus 155. My mouth is watering there at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
My challenge in this one is that everybody and their brother-in-law, their sister-in-law, their cousin, their Aunt Nancy, everybody is on Devin Singletary to score tonight.
Yeah, they are. They are. That's a problem.
That's a problem, man. That's the thing. It's like the public right now cannot get enough of an anytime touchdown out of Devin Singletary. And that scares the bejesus out of me. Because, you know, you wake up in the morning, you get, in my case, like your 8th cup of coffee, and you're like, you know what's going to happen tonight, guys? I'm telling you, Devin Singletary going to find the end zone. And then you take a look at the stats that we get from our friends at BetMGM of the total number of bets.
All lopsided.
And I'm like, oh, shit, man. Yep. Everybody is on this one. So I like what you're doing here. But right now, Johnny Q public is scaring me.
Your grandmother's on this. Your great-grandmother's on this. Your dead relatives are on this. Everybody's on this. Come with us. We're riding the bandwagon. Devin Singletary's fighting the damn end zone.
Number one.
Numero uno, mi amigos of the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football Countdown. All the hashtag Tequila Thursday between the G-Men and the prepubescent boys. I'm going to go with one of those prepubescent boys. And it's all about the peach fuzz for a guy that is young and has put up some crazy good numbers the last couple of weeks. And that is Jalen Tolbert. We're expecting that name. You probably weren't. On the over 28.5 receiving yards, a pretty low threshold here at a minus 115 juice. And I pulled this from BetMGM. Why am I high on this prop? Yeah, the Giants are middle of the pack and pass EPA defense at number 15. But you peel back the layers of the onion. His primary matchup in this game projected is Cordell Flott. That's a hell of a last name. Flott. Is rather flat in terms of his coverage. He's been targeted 8 times. He's given up 8 receptions. He's also given up 106 yards and a touchdown. That is a perfect passer rating that he has surrendered 158.3 along with 13.3 yards per reception. You look at Tolbert really turning it on here the last couple of weeks. 82 yards a couple of weeks ago, 42 yards last week. He is number 20 in total route wins and an appreciable number 34 in total air yards. Guy's got some jets. And I think Dak Prescott against this weakened secondary and with CeeDee Lamb pulling that extra safety over the top, probably a lot of man-on-man coverage. And I think Tolbert's going to win some of those foot races, get the separation needed. Dak's going to find him a couple of times. And we're cashing in, baby, on Jalen Tolbert, my number one play on Thursday Night Football. Over, baby, 28.5 receiving yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, I think you just realized this is a real human being. Fade or follow.
Yeah, nobody had on their bingo card, Brad, that you were going to bring up a guy that none of us had heard of 3.5 weeks ago as your number one play.
Thank you.
You want to go there? You sure, whatever.
Well, can I do this? Let me give you another option. Okay. If you want to ladder this sucker and you want to go to Jalen Tolbert 40 or more receiving yards at DraftKings, It is plus 180. Does that entice you?
Sure. You can have some fun with that. I'm into having fun with this game tonight because I don't have a good feel for it. I don't like we're talking personal here, okay? I don't like the Cowboys. I actively root against the Cowboys. And so because of that, and because of the fact that they're coming off of back-to-back losses, including one that is just wild to me that they got absolutely boat raced on their home field.
It worked.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bare bottom spanking, folks. And because of all of that, I just don't trust them. On a short week on the road, as bad as the Giants can be, I mean, Dallas fans are living in misery right now. And so I have a hard time trusting a lot of the different things associated with this game. That's all.
Yeah, understandable. That's why you got to put more money on it. So it'll captivate your attention. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Maybe there are some additional opportunities for Lundy to do exactly that. Maybe he's got an action elsewhere in college football. Maybe he's looking ahead to the main slate of games or maybe on the MLB diamond. What else you got for me, amigo?
Well, let's have some fun. Let's stay with Thursday Night Football here. I told you that I've got a couple of SGPs, and I actually went ahead and made these into graphics for you folks because one of them's got five legs, and so I didn't want people to get lost. So if you're watching us on YouTube, let's start right here. This is a simple one for you. Did this over at BetMGM. None of these involve any boosts, all right? I need Dak Prescott to hit 200 yards passing, all right? His over-under total is what, 260-something? 262, I think, 263. Yeah. So I need Prescott to have two or more passing. I need Wandale Robinson to have 25 or more receiving. And then I need Brandon Aubrey to kick two field goals for me. That's
love it.
Those three legs. This is plus 165 at BetMGM. Now, I will tell you this. The reason this one pops at BetMGM is the Brandon Aubrey leg. It actually helps you because he's like minus, I want to say it's about minus 135, minus 140. So the field goals made, if you believe like I do, maybe the Giants tighten up just a little bit there in the red zone and Aubrey does what he's been doing and he kicks a couple of field goals. On any SGP today, if you like the idea of the field goals, he is a really nice leg to add because he's not like a minus 225, minus 300, minus 350, like some of these other legs are. Like Prescott for 200 or more passing, Brad, is like minus 800 or something crazy like that. The reason this gets into the plus territory, frankly, is because of Brandon Aubrey. So I want to throw that one out there in case you're listening to the pod one more time. Dak Prescott, 200 or more passing, Robinson, 25 plus receiving, and Aubrey for two or more made field goals. Now let's go from our friends at BetMGM over to Caesars. Here's the one that takes a little bit for you to follow. You ready?
Yeah, do it.
Let's go. We're bringing Robinson's total down to 20, okay? Or more receiving on that one. Give me Daniel Jones for just 20 or more rushing. Brad likes him to be in the 30s.
I do.
I need right here is 20. Give me Devin Singletary to get me 50 or more on the ground. Give me Rico Dowdle 40 or more rush plus receiving. Rush plus receiving. You can make whatever face you want at me, Brad. I think this guy is moving closer and closer and closer to being the featured back and being used many more times than he already is. 40 or more rush plus receiving. And then give me the game total to go over 36 and a half. To give you an idea, if you take these two teams, they have hit the over in 7 out of the last 10 times they have played each other. They consistently hit the over. Now, last year, like right before Thanksgiving when they played, I think the over-under was like 38 or something, which is just stupid between these two teams because they crushed it. But they have hit it 70% of the time. So 7 out of the last 10 times they've played each other, they've hit the over. So one more time, in case you're listening as opposed to watching, Robinson 20 or more receiving, Jones 20 or more rushing, Singletary 50 or more rushing, Dowdle, this is the leg Brad doesn't like, I do, 40 or more rush plus receiving, and for the game total to be at least 37, that's plus 156 over with my friends at Caesars. All right, continuing on the bonus time for this evening. If you're playing around with an anytime touchdown, yeah, I told you I don't like, I'm scared away from Devin Singletary.
Come on, man!
Because of what the public is doing. So let me throw a couple out there for you that I do like. That is Jay Ferg. Give me Jake Ferguson for an anytime touchdown, plus 155 over at DraftKings for him. And does Dallas show up? Maybe. Does something, anything, please. Plus 425 for them from a defense and special teams standpoint. Plus 425 if they actually show up and decide to be able to do this. If you're looking for some afternoon baseball, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
What you're feeling if you just got it in your bones because you just won't give up. I can't quit you, baseball. I can't quit you. If that is how you're feeling right now, then let me get you to the afternoon contest taking place where people are stealing the seats from Oakland Coliseum. Have you seen this, Brad?
I did. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
There are people that are like, I don't know if it's like bring your own wrench night. If I'm Oakland, I would be encouraging people to do this because
why not?
It's just going to save you a massive headache. By the time you get to where you're gonna, where you're actually gonna have to take the stadium,
you're gonna dump it in an open field anyway. So yeah, at least have memento of the past.
I just think you should go ahead and do this if given the opportunity. I do not condone vandalism, but I kind of understand why people are doing this.
Do it for Terry Steinbach.
Yeah, do something. Do it for Dennis Eckersley. So if you're looking for afternoon, Texas is taking on Oakland. Here is the SGP that I built for this afternoon over at DraftKings. They also are offering, they're trying to keep people like me happy. There's some boosts you can do. So you could apply a boost to this if you want to. Kumar Rocker will be on the bump for Texas. His over-under on strikeouts is 5.5. I'm bringing that down to just 5 or more. That's all I need out of him is 5 or more Ks. Remember, Oakland averages 9 strikeouts, 9 times, strikeouts per contest this season. So give me Kumar to be able to, or Rocker, excuse me, to be able to have 5 or more strikeouts. Give me Oakland plus 2.5 on the run line. They might win this game against Texas, sure, if I'm being totally straight up with you. But all I need is for Oakland to keep it within 2 runs within 2 runs. So plus 2.5. And then give me Jonah Heim for a hit. That's all I need out of him for Texas. He had a hit in last night's contest. He's actually on a 5-game hitting streak right now as Texas is starting to wrap up the season. So Heim for a hit, Rocker for 5 or more strikeouts, and Oakland plus 2.5 on the run line. Brad, you ready? Plus 180.
Woo! Work the shoulders and get seduced. Buy that juice, baby.
There you go. So that is my afternoon baseball play for you for this evening. I also believe now that one of my favorite guys that I've been able to cover over the course of my 15 years here in Denver has announced his retirement in Charlie Blackmon. I think he's just going to keep getting hits. They've got him in the DH spot.
I saw that.
They're wrapping up a series against St. Louis today. They're going to play the Dodgers this weekend, who, you know, will likely have things to play for. But I can tell you that I went online and was checking it out, and the combination of the Dodgers being here this weekend and Charlie Blackmon announcing his retirement, they're going to sell these games out here at Coors. That's how crazy it is. It wouldn't surprise me if the Rockies didn't go ask Charlie to go ahead and make the announcement before the end of the season so that they could sell out these games and try to make some money. Maybe they're cutting him in on the deal. I think Charlie's going to keep getting a hit over the course of this. The fans absolutely love him here for all the right reasons. He could have easily done this to the Rockies if he wanted to and asked to go to a contender and have a chance to play more in the playoffs. He didn't. And he spent all 14 seasons here. I love CB. He's a great guy. He's been on the cover of our magazine 3 times for Mile High Sports. He's an absolutely great dude. But as he goes off into the sunset this weekend, if you're looking for somebody to throw in just to have a hit, keep an eye on the bearded one.
Yeah, and Crank, You're Loved by the Outfield. That's his walk-up song. It's the best baseball. The crowd sings along. Josie's on a vacation far away. I mean, it's amazing. I'm going to miss him.
I'm really going to miss him as well. And as I said on Twitter, apparently Josie is headed on a vacation far away. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that's an absolute banger. All right, let's go, Team Huevos. Parlay play of the day style SGP back on the Hashtag Tequila Thursday special between the Cowboys and the Giants. Leg numero uno, and I built this at ESPN Bet. Again, I think Dallas is going to win on the money line. I ain't a coward. I'm not scared like Nathaniel Lundy. Yes, I believe Dallas is going to win this thing, and the Giants will keep it within 15 points, and we're going to be cashing it across the board. And I'm praying to the gambling gods that does indeed occur. I'm already sacrificing chicken wings to keep them happy, and Lundy's already laughing because they realize I'm going to be counting my L's.
It's like, all I'm waiting for is for you to do one that involves Dallas on the money line and Singletary to have a touchdown.
I debated that. Go with the related, unrelated approach or really jack up the juice. That's not a bad idea.
All right. Get your SGP out of the way, brother.
I only have 8 tickets open on this game tonight, and I might have a problem. All right, SGP, Dallas on the money line. For all the reasons I already mentioned, Jake Ferguson, 3 or more receptions is all I need out of him. You look at the Giants again, middle of the pack, EPA pass defense. Ertz and Jordan Akins both achieved this against this defense this season. They've given up 13 total tight end receptions on the year. Ferguson's been a target hog, 8.0. He's averaging per game. He's averaging 4.5 receptions per game. In the 2 games he's played in, 3 catches, 6 catches, though he's only got a 34 catchable target rate so far this season. But I think the volume is going to be there. All I need is 3 grabs. And leg numero tres is Daniel Jones again. And we're going to take it down for 31.5, just 25 rush yards on that all threshold. Again, for all the reasons I mentioned, he got a very aggressive, assertive defense and front line that loves to bring the heat. Daniel Jones loves to run. Great run success rate against Dallas in his 6 career games. He's already done this once this season. Make it twice. So to recap, Team Quavo's parlay play of the day. Cowboys, money line, Ferguson, 3 or more catches. Daniel Jones, 25 or more rush yards, plus 190. Getting seduced by that juice here at ESPN Bet. And Lundy, while you were rambling on about Charlie Blackmon, I built another little SGP. I love the Aubrey call. I really do. And I totally forgot to do something around him. So this is what I did at BetMGM. I took Aubrey over on 7.5 points in this game because I think he's going to get a couple of field goals. Probably going to score a couple of PATs as well. Cash money, if that is indeed the case. And I'm going to correlate, synergize, bring it all together. If he's booting points, there's points being put up on the scoreboard. I took the total down to 35 flat. And Aubrey over 7.5 kicking points plus 110 at BetMGM. You buying that?
Yeah, absolutely. I told you, I like Aubrey. And like I told you, Aubrey to me, folks, is one of those legs. Like, just in case, I would not make it a part of every damn SGP that you build, right? Because if something funky happens, then you don't want to have that one leg cost you everything that you have built. But that said, because of what he has been doing from a kicking standpoint and because of where you may see some of this game flow, I think having him as a part of your SGPs is a great way to get yourself into positive territory.
Yes, indeedy. All right. I'm out of breath and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and or review at your convenience. Also, Fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Drop me a question in the Ask Brad thread. It's absolutely free to members. And again, you'll have to pay a dime to sign up for a membership. Drop in your questions. Could be fantasy related, could be sports betting. And I'm happy to offer my 2 cents. For the lovely and attractive Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Boot it through the uprights, Brandon Aubrey.